From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 11th. Coming up, meet some of the candidates from Illinois' 2nd Congressional District. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. One teenager is dead and another wounded after being shot in West Champaign Monday night. Police say they responded to the 800 block of South Mattis Avenue just before 6:30 p.m. and found 17-year-old Tariq Porter inside a vehicle suffering from gunshot wounds. Porter died after being transported to Carl Hospital. Police say a 19-year-old male also came to the hospital with gunshot wounds. Police say he is in stable condition and his name has not been released at this time. Officers say they are still looking for a motive and possible suspects in the shooting. Champaign Unit 4 Schools will have a new superintendent starting in July. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, he comes from one of the largest districts in the country.
Giovanni Ponce comes from Fairfax County Public Schools in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. He's a top administrator there with an education PhD and 2 decades of experience teaching and leading schools. He says memories of his childhood in Honduras motivated him to ensure every student gets a quality education.
Probably 50 years ago, you wouldn't recognize me, living in poverty. And education changed my life. And because a good teacher, I'm here today.
The school board ousted the previous superintendent in the spring, after new members were elected to the group. Critics said she was not an effective communicator or leader. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
A nonpartisan free speech advocacy group called FIRE came to the University of Illinois yesterday to promote free speech. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rink has more.
The U of I's main quad has long been the site of student-organized political action from both sides of the aisle. On Tuesday, free speech itself was the topic of discussion.
This is a public university campus, so the administration has to follow the First Amendment here, and we're here to remind them of that.
That's William Harris, a strategic campaign specialist for the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE. The group's visit comes 1 week after U of I announced a Title VI review of a social media post made by the Illini Republicans, which originally included a depiction of an ICE officer shooting Minnesota protester Alex Preddy. Harris says the Title VI review raises serious constitutional concerns.
If we can't speak across differences, that is when violence does take place.
Several members of Illini Republicans joined FIRE on the quad and made posters advocating for free speech. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
The number 8-ranked University of Illinois men's basketball team was stunned in a 12-point comeback by the University of Wisconsin 92-90 last night. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
The Fighting Illini went into the game without junior guard Andre Stojakovic after being labeled as questionable to play earlier in the day. Junior center Tomislav Ivicic helped the Illini with 17 points in the first half, and freshman guard Keaton Wagler took control with 20 points in the second half. However, after being down by 12 points, the Badgers came back to force the Illini into overtime, and critical missed free throws cost the game for the Illini. Wagler finished with 34 points and 7 assists, and Ivicic ended the game with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Head coach Brad Underwood said the team has what it takes, but needs to stay healthy.
You know, we're the only team in the country that's played 11 games in 33 days. I'm really proud of our guys. I don't have one complaint. We just need health.
Illinois' record falls to 20-5 overall and 11-3 in conference play. Next up for the Illini, they host the Indiana Hoosiers noon on Sunday at the State Farm Center. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
As for the women's team, they will host Wisconsin later tonight at 6 p.m., looking to bounce back after losing to USC on Sunday. After a 5-day retirement, the former coach of Montana is coming to the Illini football team. Bobby Hawk will join as Illinois' defensive coordinator, according to head coach Brett Bielema. Hawk is the Big Sky Conference's all-time wins leader with a 151-43 record. He led the Montana Grizzlies to 4 national championship games. Hawk replaces Aaron Henry, who left for Notre Dame. Still to come, we'll hear from some of the candidates in Illinois' 2nd Congressional District. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 45 degrees and a northwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 27 degrees. Northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 46 degrees. Southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 27 degrees. Southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 50 degrees with a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Tristan Atone is a member of the Kiowa Tribe and editor-at-large at Grist. His award-winning investigation, Land Grab Universities, revealed how the 1862 Morrill Act turned nearly 11 million acres of indigenous land into seed money for land-grant universities, including Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Early voting is now underway in Illinois ahead of the primary election on March 17th. The 2nd Congressional District stretches from the south side of Chicago along the Indiana border to parts of Champaign and Vermilion counties. The district's current Congresswoman, Robin Kelly, decided not to seek re-election so that she can run for the U.S. Senate seat. As IPM's David Pierce reports, that decision has led to several Democratic, Republican, and independent candidates competing to replace Kelly.
Immigrant workers, they're blaming off black workers.
At a 2025 Labor Day parade, people lined Desplaines Street in Chicago's West Loop to air out grievances with the Trump administration regarding workers' rights.
Any group that they could possibly scapegoat.
Alongside the crowd was State Senator Robert Peters, who has served Illinois' 13th Senate District for the last 7 years, which stretches from Chicago's downtown to the Indiana border.
Medicare for all. It's making sure that we have universal health care. Not only trying to bring back SNAP benefits, but how do we make sure we ease the pressures of people who have food deserts? How do we make sure that we deal with climate change and the fact that communities, particularly in the south suburbs and in our rural communities, are struggling with flooding? How do we make sure that communities have the resources they need to fight back against that?
Peters is in a crowded field of Democratic contenders at the time of this recording. One of which is Jesse Jackson Jr., who is trying to return to the 2nd Congressional District, an office he held from 1995 until he resigned in 2012. Jackson pleaded guilty to misusing $750,000 in campaign funds, spending the money as a personal slush fund. He served nearly 2 years in custody. He says he's earned a second chance.
And so I've been fighting for the forgiveness and the redemption of all mankind, of all men and women. Not just Joe Biden's son and family that was pardoned by the governor, by the president. Not just the 1,500 people that Donald Trump pardoned because they were his political supporters. But every man and woman in our system who's erred deserves a second chance.
He is a part of a political family. The son of prominent civil rights leader and presidential candidate Jesse Jackson and brother of Congressman Jonathan Jackson of Illinois' 1st Congressional District. In November, Jesse Jackson Jr. was in Danville to encourage residents that jobs could be brought to central Illinois if an airport was to be built in Chicago's south suburbs to ship packages globally.
It means farmers are going to be able to get their products to market. It means UPS, DHL, Amazon, these large tech companies are going to be able to locate to our area. Hotels, Hyatt, Hilton, Fairmont, all come next door to airports.
One Republican is running for this seat, Michael Scott Nowick, who did not respond to our request for an interview. Independent candidate Ashley Banks is also running.
You can vote for your choice in the Illinois primary on March 17th, 2026. The winners will compete in the general election in November, helping determine if the next U.S. Congress will hold a majority Democratic or Republican seats. David Pierce, IPM News.
You can read more about the candidates and sign up for a ballot to help with research at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Sam Rink, The Associated Press, Jonathan Matthew, and David Pierce. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.